Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Minutes on the timer. The subject is A-levels.
Yeah, it's a bit of a hot topic at the moment, isn't it, Windy?
It certainly is. Drama. There's been controversy.
A lot of drama. Let's find a way to, what was it, a way of fairly grading students' work over the period of their A-levels based on the teacher's predicted grades, what they predicted that they would have got if they'd sat the exams, well, and then apply some sort of system. Is that right?
Yeah, sort of. So they started off, when all this happened, obviously, it became clear that the exams were going to have to be cancelled quite early on. And just to caveat this, I'm absolutely no expert in this at all. I've just been following the news like any other layman. My understanding is that initially they asked teachers to essentially give predicted grades to their students, which is a sensible thing to do in circumstances. And then they looked at those predicted grades and realised that they were a bit high for their liking. So instead what they did was they asked teachers to rank their students from best to worst in their different subjects. And then they looked at historical performance at the institution, at the school, and applied an algorithm which essentially maps the children's, or young adults, grades against past performance based upon the ordering, the ranking that the teachers gave them. So essentially there was very little to do with their past performance except for how they ranked against their peers in their class. The problem this brings in is it means schools that have historically done badly, students of those schools will also do worse. They'll kind of follow the same pattern, so there's no way of kind of breaking out from that pattern. And schools that have historically done really well will essentially have students who do better than they deserve. So
yeah, but that seems fair to me, because like there is no 100% correct foolproof way of doing this other than letting the kids set their exams, which was never going to happen. So they had to come up with something that would gauge an institute's ability to educate their kids historically, and also the performance of these kids against each other in the classroom. Those two metrics seem like pretty good ways to gauge what the students would achieve. Now, I understand the issue that some kids will get unfairly punished by this. But the alternative is, if you just believe what the teachers say, it's in the teacher's best interest to give the very best grade they think that kid would have got, even if they would have never have achieved it. So the trust in these set of grades would completely be undervalued compared to other years, because really you've got lots of teachers who have a vested interest in giving good grades. Is that fair?
Yes, that is true. But I think that it would have been the better way to do it, because the trust in the system has been eroded now anyway by the new algorithm that's been used. It's been proven that when applied to previous years, it doesn't work either. So like the calculation they've used, when I think it was based on last year's, it ended up with making last year's wrong or very different. I think it was like 40% of the grades were lower when they applied it to last year's results. And so it's kind of a worst of both worlds situation. If they just allow the trusted in the teachers, basically, is that's the hashtag that's being used, trust our teachers or something like that. If they'd done that, the students would have got the benefit of the doubt. And this is the thing: these A-level students have had such a difficult time, because unlike other students who have been given like classroom materials and in some cases full lessons throughout lockdown, A-level students are essentially often been left. They've just been ignored, because it's like, well, what are we going to do? Like, you're not going to have exams, so we're not going to carry on teaching you. I'm sure some schools have done stuff for them, but the feeling is that they've been ignored. And then they've had all this kind of applied to their results without having the opportunity to actually show their potential. And then you've got like the conversation going on around them about them without any actual input from them themselves. So everything feels completely out of their control. And then it's like, okay, now go ahead and find a university. You know,
if everyone's getting these better grades, then universities are still going to have to pick between the students they want because there'd be too many qualified students.
Possibly. So, although
then they could potentially set up tests to get in. I think another test that's perhaps a university, or is that just completely impractical?
Well, I think university admission numbers are going to be slightly down this year anyway, probably because. People are scared about starting university in the midst of a pandemic because of the risks involved. So maybe it would have worked out anyway. I mean, I just feel desperately sorry for this cohort of students. One of the things that irks me is that every year at this time of year, you'll get a bunch of people on social media saying, I flunked my A-levels and look what I'm doing now. And it's like meant to be a motivational tool for youngsters saying, yeah. You know, they don't really mean a lot in the grand scheme of things. But it's like this time, it's not that they flunked their A-levels, it's that they've literally not had a chance to show what they can do. So it's completely different. And yet you still seem like a lot of high profile people.
Jeremy Clarkson does it every year.
Oh, mate, I think Jake Humphries as well.
I think the Jeremy Clarkson, he sort of sees the joke in it now because he's doing it literally every single year. Do you know what? Can I say something here?
Yeah, yeah.
If it happened to me when doing the A-levels, knowing how my brain works, I would have just thought, brilliant. I would have thought, like, you know, I'm off the hook here because I probably would have fucked it up anyway. And in hindsight, when I look back at my A-levels, that's exactly what I did, obviously, because that's... As people probably know, if they've listened to all of these podcasts, it's kind of what I do. anything that I'm supposed to do well in, I tend to just not. And I don't know what it is, whether it's a pressure or a thing. But yeah, if this happened now, I'd be like, wicked, no exams, I'm off the hook. Whatever they give me is not really my issue. It's the system that's going to fuck me or the teachers are going to fuck me. But it definitely isn't on me. When I got my A-level results, because I was all intent on going to university. I really, really wanted to go to Falmouth University, where I did end up going, but how I got there, I'll tell you in a bit. But I got my grades and they were terrible. Like, I can't even remember them, they're that bad. I think I got a U in sociology and maybe I got a B in media, and in English I got like a D or something like that. It might have been worse, it might have been an E, I can't remember exactly. It was a very... I think I've put it to one side because it was such a stressful... Because I thought I weren't going to uni. How did you get on?
I did fine. Yeah, I got three...
Of course
B's.
You did.
I got three Bs, but, I mean, I had decided that I wasn't going to go away to university. I think because I just didn't feel ready to do that, if that makes sense. I don't know why. I had a lot of friends...
Well, it's a lot.
I had a lot of friends who were a little bit older than me and were sticking about in my hometown and... And so I didn't feel like I was missing out as such. So I decided to go to my local university, and the offer I got was really low. So I was absolutely fine. I never had any concerns about that. So that kind of, and in many ways, maybe that was why I did it. One of the reasons why I did it, kind of took the pressure off myself. I mean, in hindsight, perhaps I should have pushed myself a bit more and tried to go to a more...
I think you've worked out just fine, mate.
Things
have worked out fine for you. It doesn't really matter. I generally think that for me, and I know this is not the same for everybody, but for me, I really didn't get anything from my degree. I don't think, actually, all cards on the table, I didn't actually finish. I walked away from it, which was beyond my control at the time for other reasons. But I walked away from it not really feeling like I'd gained a lot and spent a lot of money. I got in because of I used to volunteer for a youth project called Exposure. And this was a very kind of artsy university. It's an art college. So they let me in based on the voluntary work that I'd done, i.e. working for this youth media project. So I got in on that, not my grades, because I rang them up and was like, I know this is a long shot, but is there any chance you can take me? And they said, yeah, we see your grades. They're not good enough, but we were impressed by this voluntary work you've done outside of, you know, above and beyond the extra curriculum. And so... yeah, off I went to university.
That's interesting.
I think maybe I went too far away. It was 400 miles away from London, which is a lot. It's a long, long way, and I felt very far away. And that bothered me. I just think maybe I took on too much. And in hindsight, someone should have stopped me. They should have looked at what I did in my GCSEs. They looked at what I achieved at my A-levels. They should have looked at my attendance record while I was going to do A-levels. Like, no one did. It was awful. I probably went to about 50% of my lessons in sociology. Just hated it. Just didn't want to do it, but it was what everybody was doing. So I just did. And then I went to university because that's what you did. And I did journalism there. I did it for 2 years. And maybe I'm not aware of what I did learn there. It was a subconscious thing, but I don't think I really did. I think I would have arrived where I am that in the world without it, to be honest. I'm still paying it off.
So you got your results, and then within a few hours, you were on the phone to the university asking what happens now.
So I went to university. I went to college. I got my results. You get an open the envelope. You see what you've got. Your world is broken at that moment, because I know people dismiss the importance of A-levels, but in that moment, you think all the plans I had, everything I thought I was going to be doing, I'm no longer going to be able to do. And that is crushing. At any point, any part of your life, that is a crushing blow, because you have to reevaluate everything.
When you opened your envelope, do you remember?
I think I cried.
Really? Were you in a room full of people, or did you take it away by yourself?
I was outside with my girlfriend at the time, and my teacher, and I think I hugged my teacher. I can't even remember her face. I think she taught me English. I can't really... I remember being very upset because I had this dream of going to uni, and I just... in my head, it wasn't to go and study and become a better... I was like, I'm 400 miles away, and there are going to be parties, and there's going to be lots of drinking, and there's going to be other things as well. And I'm thinking, I need to do that for 3 years. It wasn't really that, oh, great, I've got my grades now, I'm going to go and educate myself. That wasn't anywhere near the front of my mind. I called them up about a month later. Oh, sorry, what am I talking about? I got the bus home, back to my mum's, explained that, gave her the bad news, and then I called them up and I spoke to a teacher, one of my lecturers up there called Mr. Hall, Jim Hall. He's passed away, unfortunately, but he said, don't worry, we're going to let you in based on this other work you did.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was good. What was it the same for you?
It wasn't an event really for me. It was.
Went there, got your grades.
Yeah, it was very. It's very me, really. Like, I don't know. There was.
But you worked for it, right? So you worked for that.
Yeah, relatively hard. But the thing is, I've never like really pushed myself. I just wasn't that driven. I was quite. I was fairly academic, but not super academic. And I was fairly hardworking, but not super hardworking. So I got 3 Bs, and that's probably what I deserved. But I do remember briefly when I picked up the envelope, I remember thinking, imagine if I've got 3 As. Like, I knew I hadn't, because I remembered the exams. And I remember, like, some of them, I just couldn't really answer the questions. So obviously I hadn't got 3 As, but just briefly there was like, imagine if I have. And then obviously the reality hits, and it's like, yeah, 3 Bs, that's about right.
Do they still take into account the previous grades attained by that college? Like, does that happen? Because I wonder if I'd perform in the exact same way in a much, much better college, that would my grades have been higher? Is that within the realms of reality?
No. This is only for this year. So normally, your grades are your grades.
No, fair enough.
But
I still feel like the system fucked me somehow.
I'm really intrigued by the conversation you had in the clearing when you made that call to Falmouth.
Yeah, it wasn't clearing. It was just I just called Mr. Hall, and he what do you want to know?
It probably was clearing without you even realizing it. So I've worked in the clearing call centre, because I work at a university, and regularly, it's all hands on deck at that time of year. I absolutely love it, because quite often you're making someone's day. You're someone's really excited to be coming to university, and it's a lovely thing. It's a lovely conversation to have. There's two ways of looking at it. There's the way of, have you got the grades? Yes, great, you're in. have you got the grades? No. Okay, well, I need to put you through to someone who can talk to you a bit more. And you certainly went down that latter route. And then it becomes a case of, does the admissions tutor think you've got what it takes? And it comes down to a very subjective judgment call.
Wow.
Which is, it's, I mean, you obviously convince them in some way. And although you say, someone should have told me this isn't for you, from looking at it on paper, you know, you're someone who, although on paper you weren't that academically interested or switched on, you had drive because you were volunteering in a field which was relevant to your chosen degree path. So they must have thought, wow, this guy really wants it.
Yeah, and just didn't work well in exam settings.
Yeah.
And actually, the course was, there was no exams in it. It was just dissertation and coursework. So probably that's probably what they did come to. They'd made a mistake. They definitely made a mistake. But, you know, God, the tutors were good. But
Flav. Cut you off in your prime again. Our 15 minutes are up.